The following program is being broadcast on the Amazing Women of Power, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. This show contains motivational language and may not be suitable for negative listeners.
Schemes. I'll choose my friends because apparently they're choosing me. The time is now to pay attention to my destiny.
From his humble studio in Orange County, California, comes a young songwriter with a dream, encouraging others to go after their dreams. Learning from the best in the business and passing it along to you, it's Strongwriter on the radio.
I had the blues, but I made it better, baby. And that's why I wrote this song. And now you can sing along.
My mind's made up to put some great positive energy into the universe and pray that it comes full circle my way. Sounds like good karma, doesn't it? Why am I talking like this? Well, I can tell you it means only one thing. I have a very special guest returning to the show. It is Canada's very own Leah Longo. Let me explain who she is. She's a singer-songwriter, world artist, with an unexpected spin in the way she does her music. She is a yogini, specializing in Nada yoga, and especially kirtan and kundalini meditation. Don't worry if you don't know what that is. I didn't know either, and that's what we're going to discuss for the next half hour, how she blends the two worlds, yoga and her music career. And her music career is very interesting. She is what she has classified herself as mantra jazz. She's a mantra jazz artist incorporating ancient sacred Indian text and peace chants into smooth jazz music. And if you're kind of curious as to how that works, you must check out her latest album, which is called Songs of a Siren. We featured it last time on the show, and you can get that at iTunes or any of the places. Best way to do that is to go to www.leahlongo.com, and you can get all the information you need on her music, how to get it, and also find out where she's appearing. But we'll get into that a little bit later, and I haven't even introduced myself. My name is Dean Olson, and I am the Strong Writer on the radio, but enough about me. This is a show about other inspiring artists, and that's who I have on the show today. It is Leah Longo, and Leah, I am so thrilled to have you on the show. How's your life going today?
Pretty good. Nice to be back. Thank you for having me, Dean.
I really am, I appreciate what our last interview was all about. You shared a lot about your music and you even got into some details about how you submitted all your songs and how you came to get into yoga chanting. But there was so much more we never really discussed. And I'm hoping we can get to the heart of it. And plus, there's a lot of things that you've been doing lately that we have to talk about, right?
Correct, yes. It'll be great to share it with your listeners.
Let's remind everybody that you're Canadian. You're from Montreal. How do you pronounce it? We say Quebec. Is it Quebec?
Well, Quebec. Well, it's we're bilingual here, so in French it's Quebec, and in English it's Quebec. So,
and you,
yeah,
and
anything goes, I guess.
And I understand I understand you speak a few languages, too. Do you speak French or an Italian?
Yeah, I speak French and Italian as well. I'm trilingual.
Wow, you're trilingual. Okay, so Montreal. So is this the area in which you grew up?
Yeah, Montreal has been is my hometown, born and raised. And I've been living here since.
So I guess anybody can go and Google it or, the chamber. You'd be a much better window into what's life like out there in Montreal or up there.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. In the winter, it's cold.
So there's lots of snow and trouble
sometimes?
This winter
has been so long. It's unbelievable. We're just starting to see a little bit of sunshine here and some warm days up ahead. But the what's great about Montreal is the summer. I mean, once summer hits, it's just amazing. There's so many festivals. There's so many wonderful cafes and restaurants. We have a beautiful old Montreal that is so wonderful to visit, especially in the summer. I mean, we just have so many beautiful things, museums, and our downtown is vibrant. a lot of fairs and parades, and it just feels like a whole different city in the summertime as per in the wintertime. Or maybe it's just because I don't go out much at wintertime anyway, but in the summer there's just so much to do. So if you like a lot of multicultural events and to dive into different languages, we're very multi-ethnic here. It's a beautiful city to discover in the summer especially. And we also have the Jazz Festival, which is renowned. So that's a wonderful touristic place to be there. A lot of people from all over the world come for our Jazz Festival here.
Wow, very nice place. I have never, ever been up there. But a little bit ignorant of me, because the only thing I really know about Montreal is that it's famous for the arts in all forms, and one of my favorite people, Gino Vannelli.
Yes, I just saw him the other day, actually, when he came to do a concert. Amazing. Amazing artist, amazing human being.
Yeah, he just
beautiful.
Seems like a wonderful man, so I hope to talk to him one day. Who knows?
Oh, well, maybe we can definitely get that going.
I'll tell him you sent me. See, hey, fellow... Anyway, you know, this is what you do as an adult, but maybe you could tell me a little bit about yourself and start with, go back to mom and dad and growing up at home. What was life like there? And did they raise you to be musical in any way?
Actually, there was not much music background. My mom used to sing a lot to me when she was younger, I was younger. But my parents are traditional Italian folk and really worked harder, worked hard in the sense they're middle class and had both, had a business of her own. She's a seamstress, was a seamstress. And my dad, really hardworking man and, working several jobs to raise a family. So I come from a really traditional Italian family, and music was, something that we did, but more as a hobby, it wasn't really engraved in our lifestyle, But I was the oddball who, who actually got addicted to it. So they thought, where is this coming from?
Are there others?
First one.
You have others? You have brothers and sisters that you grew up with?
Two older brothers as well, They're not into music either.
They're not into music, I see.
No.
Okay, so I guess you are the oddball, but that makes you unique in the family. And I don't know what point in your life you decided to pursue singing or playing, or how did this all come about?
Well, it's funny because I was looking at a singer, a Quebec artist, sing on TV, and I started imitating her. And at that point, my mom tells me that we were at her friend's house, and her friend, who today is deceased, and she was a really good friend of my mom. She used to tell my mother, she goes, in French, she would say, but Faye, your daughter, she's going to be a singer. You'll see. She's going to be a singer. No, because I used to literally stand in front of the TV set and imitate this Quebec artist. It started from there. I just really got intrigued with the with music and singing. And in fact, when my mom owned a manufacturer of clothing, I remember that after school, every time I would walk to the business, I would sing on every side, the sidewalks have separations with the cuts in them, it has squares. So with every step, I would sing a melody, a different melody. It would be a game I used to do. So I would try to form a different melody with every step that I would make until I would get to my mom's workplace. So it's weird. I used to always sing naturally, not knowing what I was doing. I would just play with melody all the time. That's how it really began,
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you shared that. That's not something that I normally get out of somebody who talks with me on the radio. But, that sidewalk game, that sounds like something that a lot of people might be doing, and they just don't admit to that. Because, it might be a personal thing that says, this is how I, music just sort of comes to me in my head. And as I'm singing it, I'm playing a game to keep myself creative. That's what I sort of did. It wasn't with the sidewalk, but I can't pinpoint it exactly, but I don't know where I'm going with that. I just think that was really good.
It's different what kids do to keep their mind busy,
Yeah, and if they're busy with the right things, like I believe music is something that's very healthy, and it's enriching your soul and everything. It's important to cultivate that in you.
Absolutely, music is very important. It's especially for the brain, for kids' development. It's needed. Really needed. Yeah. I totally agree.
And you've talked a little bit about your home life. Did you create a family later on, or your mom? I think I saw pictures of a young boy on Facebook. Yeah. How many kids?
Just one.
Just one?
Just one.
Is it
beautiful boy, and he's a drummer as well, and he likes to drum, so it's carrying on.
Jaya.
Okay, Leah, you know, we talked a little bit about how you grew up and where you're living, but in Montreal right now, there is something very special going on that you are a part of, a big part of, and it's called the Montreal Chant Fest, and I was hoping we could discuss that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, does this have to do with Kirtan exclusively?
Yes, it's yoga chanting, it's kirtans, and for those who don't know what that is, it's an ancient type of yoga, Nada yoga, where we use mantras, which are ancient sacred texts, in chanting, in sort of a meditation that you chant over and over again to allow the mind to settle, to stop the mental chatter, so you can connect with your inner self and connect with your divine self. And so it allows you to be happier and more joyful. And so when I discovered mantras in 2006, when I visited India, I got hooked. And upon my return to Montreal, I realized that it would be something that I was searching for. And I didn't find any groups or classes here. So since then, I started leading my own kirtan classes, Montreal kirtan group, and then slowly, you know, I had that idea where, oh, it would be great to build a whole festival as well with different kirtan artists, like they do in where you are in the States, especially mm-hmm. in California. It's huge. So that's how the seed was developed with the thought of you know, having kirtan be more developed in Montreal, because everybody needs a way to, you know, de-stress and connect with their inner self. And I think mantra chanting is such a wonderful tool for everybody to just at least try once and see if it brings them there.
What's the biggest
to that special place?
What's the biggest distinction that separates kirtan from other disciplines of yoga? Is it, or have you just explained it with the, you know, eliminating the mental chatter? And are there postures involved with this?
Well, no. In a kirtan setting, we're sitting down in easy pose, and basically you're still, and you're, it's like meditation, but the only difference is that you're in different other types of meditation, you're silent, but in kirtan, yoga chanting, you're using your voice as the tool to help you to raise your consciousness, and your voice and the mantra that you chant helps you to get to that state of consciousness, because the mantras itself have a really high frequency vibration when you are chanting them. These are ancient sacred texts, and they have been brought about for years, oral tradition and written tradition, and they're very, very powerful, and when you chant them, because they hold that frequency. And so the difference between this yoga to another is that you're tuning into yourself with chanting, with your voice, and not your physical body. So that's the distinction between regular yoga class and a chanting yoga class. You're using your voice. So for those who like to sing and like to be vocal, or those who don't also would benefit greatly, because it would establish their identity by actually using their voice and, you know, saying, yeah, I do have a voice. And by chanting, you're opening up that, that chakra and that place where maybe it has been shut for so many years, you know?
Yeah.
So it really is powerful. I have people crying sometimes in the classes, and they walk out and they're, you know, it's unbelievable what it can do, you know?
Emotional overwhelming, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
So you said that you were trilingual, but you could actually add one other thing, is that you can do the sacred text. Do you know everything that you're chanting? You know, do you have to be told in advance what this text actually meant?
Yeah, it would definitely help if you know what you're chanting. I deepened my mantra practice when I came back, and I actually became a Kundalini yoga instructor and studied Gurmukhi as well a little bit. And then, the Sanskrit that I, you know, basically every mantra has a meaning. So, and a deity. So when you chant a specific mantra, you're chanting to a specific higher source, a higher deity. And, you know, we call it gods or goddesses. And they all have a specific meaning and form. So, you know, it helps to know what, you know, what exactly you're chanting to, or what are you trying to get from this chant. I mean, you have healing chants, you have love chants, you have transformation chants, you have spiritual freedom, you have a lot of different things that you can chant to. So it really is wonderful.
It is.
Love is all you need.
Montreal Chant Fest. Can you explain what it's all about? It seems like it's a big gathering that happens annually, and a little bit like an expo. There are booths where you can go up and experience different things, and then there's music, and I think that's what's going on over there. Maybe you could tell me a bit different.
Yeah, it's a day. It's going to be a one day of basically chanting. There's going to be chanting in one room, or about 11 different artists chanting all day, and then we have about 20 different vendors that will be exposed at the Chant Fest, all on mind, body, a plethora of mind, body, spirit vendors, all to help you if you want to gain more knowledge on different types of holistic medicine and, you know, other healing modalities and what have you. So the entrance will be with those vendors that you could come in, and then, which is free for everybody who registers online, and then the concerts are ticketed, and that's right across the room. And it's going to be wonderful because we're starting it off with a yoga class with Montreal, one of Montreal's renowned yoga teachers, and then we'll be going into the chanting all day until 9 at night. My set's at 7:30 at night. We're closing it off, and then most of the chant artists will be coming back on stage, and we'll be doing a few numbers together. So it'll be really powerful. I mean, it's chanting all day long from one to the other. I mean, you'll just be buzzed on the way out, you know?
And as the chanting, I hope it's on a schedule. You said like 11 different types. You know, the other, if not, they're all bleeding into each other, and we don't know what we're all saying. That's a lot of chanting going on.
Yeah. It's all one into the other, yeah. We have everything set up. We have a sound man and people, volunteers helping us. And it's a big organization, big task, but it's really wonderful because at the end of the day, a lot of people have been touched and are leaving in a really better state of mind. And that's so healing for us, you know, for the planet and what have you. So it's a really good mission.
That's what it's all about. And you've served your purpose when you see that people are leaving in such a positive state of mind and everything.
Yeah, it's so nice to have people to feel that way. I mean, it just makes your life a lot easier. And then chanting, it helps a lot, you know, just to clear away limiting thoughts. So the beauty of who we are really can shine, you know. It's just unlocks the ocean of bliss that's in all of us that have sometimes been trapped for a long time. And so little by little, if you chant often enough, you get the glimpse of your happiness it's a really natural buzz. I mean, it's unbelievable what it does. I can't express how powerful it is after I chant it. It's just like, wow, I'm on a high, you know. It's unbelievable. You're not a part, you're a piece of me. It's in your eyes. Let's take a trip to a distant shore. We'll ride the tide till we'll feel no more. Let's sail away and seize the day. We'll laugh until the evening sun slowly fades away. Sail away and seize the day tonight. Gonna make you feel Leah, I appreciate so much all the things that you're sharing, and I still want to talk about your music and some other things that are happening with you. I'm going to have to bring you back, so I really have enjoyed talking to you. Before I leave you, since we're talking about the Chant Fest, you're producing this, and that must be a huge task to undertake. Plus, you're performing music and chanting as well, right? Yes, I still do a lot of kirtans in Montreal, and I had a partner helping with the Chant Fest the other years, and this year she's occupied with the yoga festival, so I took the reins by myself and continued on with the Montreal Fan Fest. It's quite a task, but when you have passion for something, it doesn't feel like work. And I've been getting a really great bunch of supporters, you know? And so it's a lot of people are supporting the cause and who understand the background and, you know, understand what it does. It's really great because there's a nice team of people behind. And so although I'm, you know, bringing it forward, there's a lot of support behind me, which is really helpful, really great, you know?
Yeah.
I will embrace. We are changing. I'll be the candle in your heart, like a fan to my flame. I am divine love. Can you feel me? Pipe of love forever.
When is this festival going to take place?
Oh, it's Saturday, June 20th from 9 to 9.
Oh, that's
in Montreal on Sherbrooke Street. All information is on our website, montrealchantfest.com.
Montrealchantfest.com. I'm just trying to make sure everybody knows.
For those that are in the Montreal area.
And you also have a website, leahlongo.com. Will that be featured there as well?
Yes, leahlongo.com. Yes.
That's wonderful. Okay. That way, for those who are listening to this maybe later on and they go, oh my gosh, I missed it. This goes on each year now, doesn't it?
Correct. It goes on. It's a yearly, it's an annual event.
Yeah. I don't want them to miss this one, but if for some reason they couldn't make it, there will be another one soon. So that's great. It's every June, I suppose, huh?
Correct. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Okay, Leah, will you please come back so we can finish this?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Dean.
Leah, you're always a pleasure. I love your music and I love talking with you about stuff that I have no idea what I'm talking about, and that's yoga. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Okay.
Spreading the love.
Okay, we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Join me next week as we continue our conversation with Leah Longo. www.leahlongo.com is where you can get all the information on Montreal Chant Fest and all of her music. And we will see you next time. This is Dean Olson for Strong Writer on the radio saying, put your best pen forward and let's all be strong writers together. Have a great weekend. Take care. Goodbye now.
You've been listening to Strong Writer on the radio with your host, Dean Olson, on the amazing Women and Men of Power, world's leading positive programming network powered by Raven International.